Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 80 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network. Still here in Waco, still at Region 12 Education Service Center, still at this fantastic elementary teachers conference. And I am still with Andy McNair. And now we've added Carrie Espin, both of Region 12, Carrie newly of Region 12. And we wanted to tell you a little bit about something we all got to experience back in February, right down here in Waco. We all participated in something really cool that China Spring ISD did, where they took traditional professional development outside of the four walls of the school and the district, and they took it to a destination. We were calling it, kind of using the hashtag Destination PD, you know, the idea of doing professional development in a destination, in a place that people would actually want to go to. So, Carrie, you were one of the ones who were part of the planning behind it and the deciding and everything. So tell us why you decided to do this and how you came on the location that we came to.
Thank you, Matt. We decided that as a district, we wanted to provide a PD experience for our teachers where we modeled what we would love for them to see or see what they do in the classroom. Mm-hmm. And initially, we were going to do an ed camp, and I realized we already have one in our area. It's time to do something different. Yeah. And I wanted to bring our district together to, as a group, and experience something that they could duplicate in the classroom mm-hmm. in some way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. And I worked with my curriculum director, Jennifer Crook, who's amazing and full of ideas. And I told her that this guy that we had come for convocation, Matt Miller, he went and did a Ditch That Summit in a park. And I said, how cool would it be if we took PD outside our district, mm-hmm. Giving teachers an opportunity to go outside the four walls and open their minds to what is out there in the world that they could bring into the classroom. And she said, the zoo. Let's go to the zoo.
The zoo. Yes.
And so we got to the planning session and we said, okay, they get to the zoo and they do what? And we just brainstormed a lot trying to incorporate the idea of allowing teachers to have voice and choice in their PD.
Yeah.
So that they don't come and they don't just fill out a checklist and then they go home. Mm-hmm. And so we had been reading a lot of the Dave Burgess books and we had him sitting on our desk and we said, let's incorporate this into the PD. Mm-hmm. The highlights of some of the books, and what that does is it gives them a taste of each of the books that then they can decide on their own. Mm-hmm. Which one do I want to pursue? Which one do I want to read and learn more about and potentially incorporate into the classroom? So we chose different exhibits in the zoo, and we attached a book to it, created a Google slide, and said, you know, here's a highlight from the book. Here's a reflection piece. And as a group, mm-hmm. go through this and then tweet out your reflection and then post on Flipgrid.
Yeah.
And so they did that in the morning. They broke up into groups. They went out into the zoo, and I'll backtrack just a little bit. We also had the authors of the Dave Burgess books and Andy McNair's book post on Flipgrid about their why. Why did they write this book? Because we wanted teachers to know why this book was even written. Maybe that spoke to them. So then coming back for the afternoon, we did a goose chase, and we brought in our students from the district because we thought it's so important that teachers have time to visit with their students about education.
Yeah.
And in the goose chase, we did some fun stuff, just facts about the animals, but then we asked some hard questions like, do you think homework is necessary? And they got the student perspective versus the teacher perspective. Mm-hmm. And then in the end, we come back and we all reflected on it. And even though it was a freezing cold day, everybody stuck around and had a good time, I think.
Yeah. Oh, they did. Absolutely. And that's the thing that I think all of us remember, because all three of us were there, is that it was so cold and it was so windy, but everybody stayed the whole time because, you know, it was good questions, good discussion, good reflection professionally, but everything was so interestingly and creatively woven into the theme of a zoo. So if the zoo wasn't there, it would have changed the experience, I think. And so just the simple fact of having it someplace else was neat. And Andy, you got to participate just like all the rest of us did. And so what was kind of your reflection on having professional development there and maybe even like how this could be done other ways?
Yeah, so I think for me, it was really cool to see educators who are used to sitting in a PD, and they come and they sit and get and they hear somebody talk to them and they're listening to their ideas. And it was so different because everybody was taken kind of out of their comfort zone at first, but then I think in reality realized it was their, they were comfortable sharing and learning with each other, even though it was a little bit outside of the box and different than what they knew. I think once they got there and realized, oh my gosh, like this is really the best type of professional development. We're learning from each other and we're getting to have real conversations with people like Matt Miller, and you brought some friends as well. And so I think that getting to have those conversations and talk in a place that wasn't at the school district or at a place where they traditionally experience PD help them open up and share things that I don't think they would have shared in a traditional PD.
Yes. Yeah. No, I totally agree with that. We did a couple of the presenters from my event, my Ditch That conference that we had at the park that you're talking about, because we had that out. It was funny because we went to a park and a state park inn, you know, like a hotel and inn that didn't have Wi-Fi. And it was like, an analog conference for a digital world. So it was like trying to make it all fit. And we actually had some presentations outside in the park. Like my friend Jed Deerybury, who does great presentations on creativity, I rented a tent and set him up in the tent outside. And so they did some stuff in the tent. And sometimes they would go for a walk and do things. And it was, you know, just making use of the space around. And one thing I took away from this too is that it doesn't just have to be for teacher professional development either. You know, just thinking of where could we go to enhance the experience. That's one of my takeaways from Teach Like a Pirate by Dave Burgess. He talks about where could we go that would serve as a backdrop, or where could we go to talk about this? And even around your campus, I think you can kind of spread out and get some of that experience, even if you don't go someplace big. I do know that my friend Jed Deerybury, who was at that presentation, he's going to be doing an ed camp in South Carolina, and I think he's trying to do it at a beach. Could you imagine an ed camp at the beach in South Carolina? I think that's what he's working on. Yeah, good stuff. So anyway, hopefully this gives you some ideas about how you could broaden professional development or even learning in the classroom. So Carrie and Andy, if somebody wanted to reach out to you, touch bases with you, or get more information, where's the best way for them to reach you?
Twitter would be great. And it's just my name, Carrie Espin.
Yeah, you want to spell that for him?
Oh, yes. KarieEspin.
Good. And Andy?
Yep, Twitter as well. And when I started Twitter, I did not use my name, unfortunately. But it's McNairAN3. So McNairAN3.
Perfect. All right. Thank you guys so much. Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening, and happy ditching.